Yeah, Srila Prabhupada has established a custom to have Bhagavatam every morning. And even if we read Chaitanya Charitamrita, no problem. We have 500,000 verses from Srimad Bhagavatam in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So you can have both Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srimad Bhagavatam simultaneously. Miracles are easy in the spiritual world. You can have different things at the same time. No need to sweat the choice. Should I do this? Should I do that? Should I do this? Should I do that? No problem. Do both. As my bhakta leader was quoting a joke, I was thinking to skip jokes today. It's hard to go against your nature. My bhakta leader used to quote a joke that in the village they are asking the priest, Father, will you take the pie or the cake? Will you eat the pie or the cake? And the priest's answer is, and cookies also. It's such a material concept, either or. Why not and? Both three of you. Okay, so this is a very famous verse. Jiva Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur quote this verse again and again to show how Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because even other forms of Godhead are eager to see him and are amazed to see Krishna. Krishna is unique. Krishna is so special even among other forms of himself, of this Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we are speaking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu these days. This is his appearance a few days ago, and then maybe not everybody came on Thursday, on Wednesday, on Friday, so we have weekend also for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to speak about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there are so many things we can speak about with regards to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to do so many things. I just, on the way here, I got a very special book, The Price of Causeless Mercy. This book, it cannot be bought, it can only be given, this book. This one. It's not sold anywhere. It's written here, private circulation only. And it collects, it's called A Helping Hand for a Struggling Chanter. We want a helping hand, a helping book, or a helping handbook. You have this word, podrochnik, or how do you say? Handbook. Prirochnik. Prirochnik. So you can see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is crying cold tears here. Means these are the tears of ecstasy. So we spoke about different things. For example, yesterday morning we discussed how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was angry. Also in the drama on Gaura Purnima, we saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was threatening, I will go away. Right? If you want me to... again, Pratapa Rudra also. So here I wanted to read about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in ecstasy. So he is speaking to Sanatana Goswami. Strangely enough, we usually think that this would be spoken to Rupa Goswami. This is Madhya Lila 21. So he's speaking to Sanatana Goswami in Varanasi, Kashi, Puri, which is the place of very, very ancient, very famous place of learning, and you have a lot of Mayavadis, Advaitins, and impersonalists in Varanasi. But this is where he met Sanatana Goswami, and they spoke
there.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing a crash course. He describes everything in a few days to his very close, dear disciples and eternal associates, Srila Rupa, Srila Sanatana Goswami. So in 97, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Sei Swaraja Lakshmi Kore Nityapurna Kama Ataiva Vedekohe Swayam Bhagavan. Because he possesses the spiritual potencies which fulfill all his desires. Because he possesses spiritual potencies which fulfill all his desires. Krishna is accepted as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the Vedic version. Veda kahe, Veda says, he is God. Because his energies fulfill all his desires. 98. Krishnaira aisharya apara amritarasindu avagahite naritara chulang ekabindu. The unlimited potencies of Krishna are just like an ocean of nectar. The unlimited potencies of Krishna are just like an ocean of nectar. How are your potencies? Are they like an ocean of nectar? Or like a puddle of poison? Mine is like a puddle of poison. Where is my energy? There, no. What is this? Is this energy? That's my energy. Since one cannot bathe within that ocean, avagahite. Avagahite means actually you cannot reach the bottom. I understand, right? I have only touched a drop of it. One drop. Of course, one drop is enough to drown the whole world in ecstasy, in the nectar. And 29, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Aisharya kohite prabhu krishna spurti hoila madhurya majila mana ekashloka paila. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described the opulences and spiritual potencies of Krishna in this way, there was an awakening of love of Krishna within him. Krishna Spurti Hoila. His mind was immersed in the sweetness, Madhurya Majila, of conjugal love, Madhurya Majila Man. And he quoted the following verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. So when he's in ecstasy, he quotes Srimad Bhagavatam. That's a good example for us. When you are overwhelmed with ecstasy, Bhagavatam should jump out of our mouth. And this is this very famous verse, frequently quoted, establishing Srila Prabhupada, Uddhava establishes Krishna's position. In the Bhagavatam, it's 3 to 12. Yan Martya Lila Upayikam Svayoga Maya Balam Darshayata Grihitam Visma Panam Svasya Chaso Bhagarde Param padam bhushana bhushanangam Yat, that which Martya Lila, pastimes in the material world, Aupayikam, just suitable for Swa, his own Yoga Maya, of the spiritual potency. Balam, the strength. Darshayata, showing. Grihitam, accepted. Vismapanam. Even producing wonder. Svasya. For himself. Cha. Also. Sobhagari dehe. Of abundant good fortune. Param. Supreme. Padam. Abode. Bhushana. Of ornaments. Bhushana angam. The limbs of which were the ornaments. So Bhushana, Bhushanangam. It's not that he is ornamented with ornaments. His limbs, his body is the ornament for ornaments. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. To exhibit the strength of his own spiritual potency. Lord Krishna manifested a suitable form just for his pastimes in the material world. This form was wonderful even for him and was the supreme abode of the wealth of good fortune. Supreme abode of the wealth of good fortune. Do you need some good fortune? Where do we find good fortune? That's where you lose your good fortune. Casino, that's where you lose good fortune. In Krishna's form. Yeah? It's the supreme abode of the wealth of... Meaning, there's an abundance of abundance. So any form of Krishna, any meditation on Krishna's form, or his on Krishna, is the unlimited good fortune. Its limbs, the form's limbs, were so beautiful that they increased the beauty of the ornaments worn on different parts of his body. So if you, for example, if you take a, Krishna has earrings in which form? Sharks, yeah, sharks. So if you take this shark earring, I'm sure it has diamond eyes, and it's looking very nice separately. But when you put it in Krishna's ear, then it's not that Krishna looks more beautiful, it's that this earring looks much more beautiful. Right? Or some ring, diamond ring or something, or ruby ring that Mother Yashoda puts on Krishna's lotus finger. So it's not that Krishna's fingers become more beautiful, but the ring becomes more beautiful with coming in touch with Krishna's body. So this is the verse. Prabhupada in the purport says, this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 3.2.12 is stated in a conversation between Vidura and Uddhava. Uddhava Das begins his description of the pastimes of Sri Krishna in his form exhibited by Yoga Maya. And then what follows is a whole ecstatic section where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes into ecstasy. So he starts describing the opulence of Krishna, and then he starts describing beauty of Krishna, and then he himself at the end says, sorry Sanatan, I became mad, I've gone mad, and I'm saying one thing instead of another. This is because I'm carried away by the waves of the nectar ocean of Lord Krishna's transcendental sweetness. Like during your japa, right? So you get some thought about something, about pizza, about cake, about something, and then you think about Krishna's nectarian pastimes and forms, and you forget anything about anything, and you just in ecstasy hear Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Right? Sometimes. So this chapter speaks about the market of beauty. So you have heard about marketplace of the holy name. You have heard about Namahatta, marketplace of the holy name. Yeah? So we are selling and buying. And if you are buying, then you can buy something very, very good even for fake money. But even the true money is good. I mean, is very... every one of us can collect maybe at least one coin. What's one coin in this marketplace? Shraddha. In different places, Srila Prabhupada gives different translations to Shraddha. So, Shraddha means what? Faith. What else? How does Srila Prabhupada translate Shraddha in different places? Where we put our heart, yes, that's Srichananda Swami's etymological explanation, very beautiful explanation, yes. I was very inspired to find how Srila Prabhupada, in some places, translates Shraddha as a little interest. I remember I was struggling with giving my heart to Krishna. So therefore, I thought, oh, I don't even have Shraddha. And then I see Prabhupada says, a little interest. Okay, maybe I have a little interest. Maybe not like faith, but a little interest maybe I have, right? Or willingness. You know, in another place, Prabhupada says, willingness. Willingness to try the process. Meaning you agree. You think, okay, let me try. Yeah. I don't know how, what, but let me try. So do we have willingness to try? It's another translation. Another place, Prabhupada, actually Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Shraddha is the seed which contains a little taste. A little taste. Do you have a little taste for some aspect of Krishna consciousness? In the form of Shibhagavat Mahaprasadam. In the form of the beautiful forms of their lordships. Come to the temple and you are mesmerized. Especially if you offer at least a little service, you are captured by the form of the Lord in the form of beautiful singing of the names, in the form of amazing philosophy, in the form of kind, friendly devotees. So many millions of beautiful, attractive features of bhakti and Krishna are there, isn't it? So if you have at least a little taste, a little, another place Prabhupada translates attraction, a little attraction, all right? Even dogs I saw yesterday are attracted to our Harinam. They come and they try to sniff. What is this? What is this? Let me smell. What is their philosophy? What is their food? What is their habits? They are clean. Nice. Did you see yesterday? Well, some get scared, but the more developed dogs become very curious because they try to understand the world through the nose. They try to sniff. What are these people about? So, some interest, some attraction. That's the smallest coin. So that's in the marketplace of the holy name. Holy name. But this is a marketplace of beauty. This is a market. So Krishna has opened a marketplace of beauty. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Krishna Rama Durarupa Suno Sanotan Jerupe Rekakana Dubai Sabatribuvan Charo Prani Kore Akarshan. My dear Sanatan, the sweet, attractive, transcendental form of Krishna. Sweet, attractive, transcendental form of Krishna. And Krishna means what? all attractive. He's so nice. Srila Prabhupada is not afraid of the word nice. Just try to understand it. Shuno, listen. Listen, Sanatana. Even a fractional understanding of Krishna's beauty can merge all three worlds in the ocean of love. He attracts all the living entities within the three worlds. You may say, well, he may be attracting all living entities, but not me. But we are attracted to something, aren't we? Something attracts us. And Krishna says, yad yad vibhuti mat sattvam shrimad urjitam evava tatad evava gacchatvam mama tejomsha sambhavam. If there is something beautiful and powerful in this world, it's but a spark of my splendor. So whatever attracts us, that's Krishna. We just need to connect. Is Akila Rasamrita Murti. He's the personification of all rasas. We cannot exist without rasa. If you are alive, you experience some rasa. Even if you are half dead, you experience some rasa. Even if you are dead, still you're experiencing some rasa. Life means rasa. Even if it is apathy, or apathy is a an emotion. So ocean of life, of love, sorry, ocean of love and beauty. This jewel-like form is the most confidential treasure of the devotees. Jewel-like form is the most confidential treasure of the devotees. Do you have a treasure? Do you have a treasure? Jewel-like treasure, and not just it means secret treasure. Even he is so. Why this verse is quoted so much? Because it attracts other forms of Krishna also. Even Krishna himself. Then he describes this form in beautiful poetry, which I will not read. Hare Krishna. He describes the chariot, Krishna's chariot, the chariot of Krishna's form. What is the chariot of Krishna's form? You will never guess. Well, you have heard that we all have a chariot of the mind, yes. So it's like you have a good car. And who do we ride in that car? Who do we drive in that car? We know who we drive. And if you are a Jnana Yogi, yes. So Krishna's beauty of Krishna's form is riding in the chariot of the mind of the gopis. So he has a chariot and he's riding the chariot of the gopis' mind. He has five arrows. With which he conquers the minds of the gopis. So he's not. So it looks like he is hijacking that chariot. They were actually supposed to do something else with that chariot. They wanted to do some, work in a house, wash the floor, cut the vegetables, and Krishna with his five arrows he hijacks the chariot of their mind, and they forget everything. They cannot do anything else. Do you want your mind's chariot be hijacked by Krishna's beauty? So he conquers the minds of the gopis, though they are very proud of their super excellent beauty. Hare Krishna. So Shukadeva Goswami has described the sweetness of Krishna's beauty. Hearing the descriptions, the devotees become mad with love of God. Hare Krishna. Do you feel lucky or do you feel unlucky? Huh? Well, if you are mad, you are lucky. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu grasps the hand, grabs Sanatana Goswami by the hand, and he chants another verse from the Bhagavatam about the gopis. Then he compares beauty of Sri Krishna to the ocean with waves, ocean of eternal youth with the whirlpool of the awakening of ecstatic love. Whirlpool. Have you ever been dragged by a current in a sea or in a river, sucked by a current? So there is a current, there is an ocean of beauty, and there is a whirlpool. How do they call it? The undertow that pulls you under, or a riptide that pulls you, that throws you out into the sea. I remember I was once swimming in the Black Sea, and it was a little stormy, and I would usually always laugh at this, you know, riptides. Who speaks about riptides? Where do you see a riptide? I don't know how you, do you know the translation, riptide? The tide that pulls you out. So, but then I went swimming, and there was the sea was raised, and there was some wall under the sea. And you know what happens when there is a strong incoming tide, then there is a place where the wall is slightly lower, so this is where the water is flowing out. And I somehow caught that outflowing current, and I felt, my God, it's going fast. I wanted to go out, but not so far out. Of course, then you're not supposed to fight it back. You just swim parallel to the shore. It's not very wide. It's usually just a few meters. You just swim a few meters, then you find a way where it stops, and then you go back to the shore. But here we have a whirlpool of the awakening of ecstatic love. Plus, there is a tornado. Have you seen a tornado? Or, you know, this that sucks things up. So, what is the tornado, the whirlwind? It's the vibration of Krishna's flute. And it can catch our minds. So nothing equals. Even the dearest consort of Narayan, who is worshipped by all chaste women, is captivated by the unparalleled sweetness of Krishna. So till today, in Bilovan, she's performing austerities, and kind Brijbasis bring her some khichdi on Thursdays, and there are sometimes some fair. They, from time to time, they have a fair. How do you say fair? Di messe. Same. Then he compares Krishna's body to a mine. You know, mine, like where you dig under the ground and you get jewels. So he's like a mine of all transcendental qualities. And the gopi's ecstatic love is like a mirror that becomes newer and newer at every moment and reflects Krishna's bodily luster, shining and sweetness. So that's how our mind is supposed to become. Our mind is supposed to become the transcendental television, or should we nowadays say YouTube channel, attuned to Goloka TV. Prabhupada says in the second canon that the heart of a devotee is like a TV, perfect TV catching the waves from Goloka. So you can see Krishna's pastimes there. But to subscribe to this channel, you have to be very wealthy. It says that it cannot be tasted by fruitive activity, karma, tapa, yoga, gyan, vidhi bhakti, japa, dhyan, iha hoite madhurya durlaba. Did you hear that? Durlaba, very difficult to get. By what? By karma, by tapa, yogic austerities, by yoga, by speculative knowledge, even vidhi bhakti, even mantra yoga, dhyana, by meditation. So how do we buy it? How do we subscribe? This sweetness can be tasted only through the spontaneous love of liberated persons who chant the holy names with great ecstatic love. Kemala jai raga marga bhaja krishna anurage tare krishna madhurya sulaba. Then it's easy. Shri lajjado ya kirti dharya vaisharadimati esava krishna pratishtita sushilamridu badanya krishna samanahi anya krishna kore jagatirahita. Take heart, find faith, do not despair. Why? Because Krishna kore jagatirahita. Krishna comes to benefit the whole universe. Are we part of the universe? He's coming to benefit everybody. How? He's coming and he's bringing Shri Lajja Doya Kirti, beauty, humility, mercy. Kirti. Prabhupada translates merit. 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 Nasluga. Basically, kirti, you know, it's fame. So he's bringing his fame. Kirti. Glory. And patience, Dharya. Expert intelligence. Vaisharadi mati. So he's bringing this plus Sushila. Perfect character. Mridu, mildness. Vadanya, magnanimity. So he's bringing all of these to give us benefit. Then he describes the Kama Gayatri. So those of us who have been initiated in the Kama Gayatri, this is the meditation of the king of the marketplace of beauty. He is the king of the marketplace of beauty. With 24 and a half moons. 24 and a half moons of beauty. Just like a few days ago or nowadays. Have you seen the moon? Is it bright? Is it beautiful? Even all the news say, look at the moon. So beautiful. Supermoon, the first spring supermoon. Every few days somebody writes about the moon. So Krishna has 24 and a half moons. 24 and a half moons. In this bazaar, in this marketplace of beauty. So what are the... Do you know the 24 and a half moons? Half moon? Just wait for 1 week and you'll have a half moon. How do you call it? Message? Four message. Yeah. Four message. Neither. It's facing up. No, no. It's facing up. The bright side is up. It's neither growing nor waning. It's just there. So, where does he have 24 and a half moons? 20 moons are easy. 20 moons are easy. Yes. So 10 moons are his fingernails on the flute. So yesterday our dear Jagat Prasu joined us with his flute. So when Krishna plays the flute, then the 10 moons of his fingers attract the eyes, the sound attracts the ears, and altogether attract the hearts and minds of all devotees. That's 10 moons. Another 10 moons, yeah, the toenails on his feet. Another 10 moons. So that's 20. Now we need to find 4.5 moons more. Where do we have 4.5 moons more? In Krishna's form, huh? Close, but no. It's... Huh? Close, but also no. So one moon is his face. Two more moons are his cheeks. One more moon, number four, is the sandalwood tilak dot on his between the eyebrows. And half moon is the forehead of Krishna. So it's a forehead, yes. So this is an appropriate meditation for the Kama Gayatri. And we have also some pastime where Radharani explains how can there be half a syllable in a mantra. You know, half a syllable. How is it possible? Half a syllable. So Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he wrote the explanation by the grace of Radharani. So these are the 24 moons, 24 and a half moons in the golden throne of Krishna's body. And the beauty of Krishna's smile is the sweetest feature of them all. His smile is like a full moon that spreads its rays throughout the three worlds. Goloka Vrindavan, the spiritual sky of the Vaikunthas, and Devidam, the material world. Thus Krishna's shining beauty spreads in all 10 directions, generating greater and greater happiness for everybody. So this is a short, Krishnas Kauraj Goswami says, this is a short summary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstasy in this conversation. If anyone gets an opportunity to hear about the sweetness of Krishna in this chapter of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, he will certainly be eligible to float in the transcendentally blissful ocean of love of God. Hare Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. In the marketplace of the moons of beauty of Chaitanya of Sri Lord Sri Krishna ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pada Jarash Chaitanya Charitamrita Kohe Krishna Das. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy. Hare Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. So this is 21. So let's go by the real thing, at least one name, sometimes, from time to time, by paying at least one little coin of interest and attraction, and then let's become rich capitalists in the stock market of the holy name. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Questions, comments? He's bringing that.
So in the verse it says that Krishna assumes the form which is suitable for his pastimes within material energy, and he is amazed by this his own form. No, if I
yeah,
few words that yeah, different. So I wonder how is this, because we also read, we hear that Krishna comes in his original form, as it is in the spiritual world. He comes is in his exact form. He descends as avatar. So how is it then that he assumes a force suitable within material energy? It seems like a contradiction.
In chapter 2 of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Skaraj Goswami says that some people say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Vamana. Some say he is Rama. Some say he is Krishna. And he says, that's okay, all of them are correct. So, what you describe actually is the most confidential understanding, which is not always available. So the simpler understanding, much simpler understanding, is that there is a very strict, neutral Narayan, and then sometimes he comes in this pastime, sometimes in that pastime. But we know that the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his original form must be the most complete. So by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we understand this is Krishna. This is Krishna himself. However, it's not always so clear. And not to everybody it is so clear. So that therefore sometimes people translate this in such a way that this is one of his incarnations. However, when you start studying more thoroughly, then you see that actually Radha Krishna is the origin of all the forms. Is the origin of all the forms. So it's just the question of how these verses are translated and explained. That's his eternal form. There never was a time where he didn't have this form, or actually you can see that this is from this form all the other qualities and forms arise, all the other because he's Akhila Rasamrita, so no other form is the ocean of all the rasas. There's no other form which has all the rasas. Only Krishna has all the rasas. Other forms, they will have many rasas, some rasas, a lot of rasas, but only Krishna has all the rasas. So also you can see that Krishna is anyway, so that's a separate topic. But you can see also this is the amazing power of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of Srila Prabhupada, that for us it's already clear. Yeah, Krishna is the Supreme. Whereas for some sages, they are still trying to understand who is God, which form is the actual original form of others. But because we get special grace of Srila Prabhupada and the Guru Parampara, we know Krishna. So when we see these discussions, we think, why do they discuss? It's clear Krishna is the is the original form. And in fact, this verse itself is one of the proofs, because it says that how Jiva Goswami translates this is that even other forms are admiring this form, Krishna's form. Even other forms of Krishna himself are very attracted and impressed by Krishna's form and pastimes. Although they're all one, we are monists, there is one God, but we are polymorphic bipartite monists. He is God in many forms. And even other forms are attracted by the form of Krishna, which is illustrated by the pastimes of Mahavishnu stealing the sons of a Brahmana in Dwaraka, because otherwise he could not see Krishna. He had to arrange for a whole pastime to see Krishna in the 10th canto. This is 10, what, 89? Chapter 89, if I remember right. Okay.
I was also thinking about Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati. He said that the word incarnation is completely inappropriate.
Yes.
Because carne means flesh.
Yes.
The word become flesh, the Gospel of John. And it's completely not in accordance with our philosophy to
not
say
correct.
Incarnation.
Yes. Actually, I was listening to chapter 2 of Adilila today, and it's interesting. Prabhupada says descent. In this descent, this is the special descent. He's literally translates the word avatara as a descent. Not incarnation, but descent. But because it's such a famous word, incarnation, sometimes it's used. Even though technically we need an explanation to explain it. It's not really an incarnation. Thank you. Some other points, comments, questions, doubts, objections?
Can we hear something from that book that you can't buy?
From what?
From that book that's not available.
We have the description of 10 apparatas and different remedies for the 10 apparatas, explanation of the offenses and the way to chant. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this is a collection of quotes basically, collected by Shrimati Madri. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Dash aparate na hridayena pose kripa koro mahaprabhu mujana marase. O Mahaprabhu, please be merciful to me so that the 10 offenses never touch my heart, and I can always remain absorbed in the rasa of the holy name. Another quote, which many of you know. Dushkaram sukaram. Katanchana smrite yasmin, dushkaram sukaram bhavet. Things that are very difficult to do become easy to execute if one somehow or other simply remembers Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But if one does not remember him, even easy things become difficult. To this Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I offer my respectful obeisances. Adi 14, first verse. There is Advaita Acharya singing Chaitanya Radasmoy, Chaitanya Radas, Chantanya Radasmoy, Tarer Dasar, Anudas, saying, I am the servant of Chaitanya, I am the servant of Chaitanya, I am the servant of Chaitanya and the servant of his servants. And if somebody says like this, he will always get my mercy. Advaita Acharya says. And then we have Vaishnava Vandana by Devakinandan Das, where he offers obeisances to it appears he was traveling and collecting the names of all the devotees, and he compiled them in the long song with obeisances, and then some parts are famous where he offers obeisances to all the devotees in Braj, all the devotees in Navadvip, all the devotees in Jagannath Puri. And then even he says, Hoya Bena Hoya Chena, to all the devotees in the past and in the future. He offers his obeisances. Actually, one very interesting thing that was striking here. Where is it? This is about, because one of the famous offenders of Chaitanya, of famous offenders who were punished, was Devananda Pandit. Because when Srivastava Thakur experienced ecstasy during the Bhagavatam class, he was even though he was not a devotee, he was giving some dry, impersonal explanation to the Bhagavatam. Still, he was reading the Bhagavatam, and Srivas Pandit fell into ecstasy. And so the other students of Devananda Pandit, they dragged him out. They dragged him out. And Devananda didn't stop. So therefore, he was condemned as an offender. However, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Vrindavan from Jagannath Puri, he did give mercy to Devananda Pandit because he served Vakreshwar Pandit, the great dancer, and he stopped people from interfering in his dancing and singing. So because of this good quality of serving, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forgave Devananda Pandit. He met him and he gave him some instructions. So he says, this is Chaitanya Bhagavat Antya chapter 3. If one proudly claims to know and understand the Srimad Bhagavatam, then he is certainly ignorant about its real conclusions. On the other hand, if one is submissive and admits his lack of understanding, then the essence of the Bhagavatam will indeed be revealed to him. The Bhagavatam is saturated with divine Krishna Prema. It is in fact the body of Sri Krishna, for it contains the confidential pastimes of Sri Krishna. So Bhagavatam is permeated with Krishna Prema. One who understands that the Srimad Bhagavatam is a treatise dedicated fully to the science of devotional service becomes a recipient of the special grace of Lord Krishna. The presence of Bhagavatam in any house makes the house sanctified and free from all inauspiciousness. Skanda Purana, actually, the Skanda Purana Vaishnava Kanda has a lot of glorifications. It says, if you just have Bhagavatam in your home, your ancestors drink honey and milk and nectar in the higher planets. They all are in ecstasy. Just having, not even reading, just having it at home. And if you walk towards the Bhagavatam to pick it up, each step equals one ashwamedha yagya. <It's very interesting. laughs> And if a brahmana doesn't have Bhagavatam at home, he's no better than a chandala, dog eater. And if you chant just a few syllables from Srimad Bhagavatam every day, you get the result of studying all the 18 Puranas. And then it says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, on the other hand, if a sinful person without a proper attitude reads the Srimad Bhagavatam, then due to a lack of proper understanding, he will criticize and offend Sri Nityananda. Sri Nityananda is the embodiment of the essence and divine mellows of the Srimad Bhagavatam. One who understands this is truly an intelligent and fortunate soul. Sri Nityananda is continuously explaining the purport of the Bhagavatam with his thousand mouths even now. Although Sri Nityananda is unlimited, he is not able to fully complete his dissertation upon the Bhagavatam, which is unlimited, transcendental, and contains the conclusions of the path of bhakti. Hare Krishna. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Shri Shri Gauranitai ki jai, Shri Panchatattva ki jai, Nidai Gaur Premanande.